This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What follows is a story about a product you quite possibly have never heard of. What makes it interesting is that that's almost completely by design. I'm not going to spoil it too much other than to say it's about an ancient Roman botanist and beer. Here's Marketplace's Queenie Kim.
Pliny the Elder was a Roman naturalist who's credited for first identifying hops. Pliny the Elder is a beer and a case study in scarcity marketing. Natalie Treluzzo is a co-owner of the Russian River Brewery, which makes Pliny.
We don't do any advertising. As far as our marketing, I blog very infrequently on our website. We have a Facebook page. I try to post about once a week, maybe, you know.
Despite this, demand for its signature beer couldn't be greater. Treluzzo says on weekends, their brew pub in Santa Rosa is packed.
We usually have lines out front on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings before we even open. I heard that yesterday the Google bus was here.
The brewery also sells bottles of Pliny in limited quantities to a couple hundred stores in California and Colorado. One of those stores is Ledger's in Berkeley. I got to Ledger's at 4 o'clock, which is when I was told Pliny gets delivered. Turns out the beer came early and they were already out. Aviv Gerber was one of the lucky ones. He's 29 and a bartender. Hey, can I interview you?
Sure, can you follow me out to my car?
Gerber hadn't fed the meter, and on the way outside, he tells me somebody at the dog park told him about Pliny.
I heard it's only here on Wednesdays, and it's now limited one bottle per person, and I was curious.
Stores limit the number of Plinys you can buy, because in the past, one guy would come in and buy the whole lot and anger customers. I walked back into the store and spotted Cole Yacko. He's 32 and works there. Ledger's is my neighborhood store, and so Cole hooked me up with a Pliny. He kept it under the counter and out of sight of the customers.
I'm trying to hide them. They can't see it. They'll get really mad.
I paid for mine and went home. And I have to say, the bottle is a little underwhelming. The label is super simple, and you could easily miss Pliny on a shelf. The beer is super dry, super hoppy, and totally worth the hassle of tracking it down.
Scarcity has this effect of making people perceive products as more valuable simply for the fact that they're scarce.
Nir Eyal is the author of Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products. He says it's not just psychological. Studies have shown it's physiological.
They took a look at what was happening inside people's brains when they were trying wine of different price points.
In other words, some wines were more valuable and scarce than others. Eyal says it's not just that people liked the most expensive wine,
but their brains actually perceived the wine differently when they were tasting the $90 wine versus the cheap wine. And then, of course, what they didn't tell these participants is that it was the same wine all along.
Eyal says what's happening is that one piece of information, that something is scarce, is short-circuiting the brain. There's also the fact that scarcity makes for a good story. Eyal says, if you tell people, hey, this beer uses high-quality hops and is made in small batches, nobody's going to remember that.
However, if I tell you this crazy story about how you can only buy a limited amount, and can you believe it in the lines, that's a really good story, and it's very easy for one person to transmit to another.
Eyal says for scarcity marketing to work, the scarcity has to have, at the very least, an aura of legitimacy. And when it comes to Pliny the Elder, scarcity is more than an aura. Natalie Treluzzo says it's a reality.
Why don't you guys make more beer? You have the demand. Why not make more supply?
This has always been a lifestyle venture for us. You know, we're a married couple.
And Treluzzo says they looked into making more beer, but that would mean taking on more debt, more stress, and more work. And why bother?
Scarcity breeds demand. That's not by design for us.
But she says it's been a winning formula. In Santa Rosa, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.